America Weekend.
Banks have conditioned us to trust.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film The Big Short.
So it's a box office hit that garnered 5 Academy Award nominations, including Best Picture, and actually won the Oscar last month for Best Adapted Screenplay. So why are people still telling me that they are confused by the 2008 financial crisis details as chronicled in the marvelous The Big Short? Listen, I can barely budget my household sometimes, but it made sense to me, especially considering the inspired device of using cameos from movie bombshell Margot Robbie and pop star Selena Gomez, among others, to gently explain the intricate details to the audience. And with a stellar main cast that includes Brad Pitt, Ryan Gosling, and an Oscar-nominated performance from Christian Bale, the most impressive work comes from Steve Carell as an outspoken hedge fund manager. For all the attention he got last year for his prosthetic nose in Foxcatcher, this was the role that proved to me what a truly fine actor he is. Filmmaker Adam McKay is primarily known as the man behind a number of Will Ferrell comedies, so I was somewhat unprepared to find how deftly he handled this complex subject matter. The Big Short is one of my 10 favorite films of the last season. If you missed it in theaters, it's just become available on Blu-ray and DVD. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website. You can read all of his long-form reviews. Simply go to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark will be back next week. When was the last time you went and got gas for your car? I bet you had an easier time than I did. And just because of the inherent way I have to get gas where I live, I essentially live on planet Xenon. Yes, the one place in the world where you're not allowed to self-serve. Fill your own tank. It is so foreign to me. I had to go out to Ohio a couple of weeks ago, so I'm driving along in Pennsylvania and in Ohio, and it's you drive in and, ooh, look at this, I have to do it myself. And like you do wherever you live, you walk inside the convenience store section of the gas station and you give the guy a $20 bill and say, pump 8, whatever, or you stand outside and you swipe your card and you do it and off you go. Well, in New Jersey, we're not allowed to pump our own gas for some strange reason, so there is an attendant. And you have to tell him how much gas you want. If you don't want to fill up, you give him a numerical amount, $20. So, that's what I did. This happened twice in a couple of weeks, so it's kind of interesting and it's kind of curious, and it happened at the same station along the Garden State Parkway. So off I am, trying to get to the studio one afternoon, so I'm essentially late for work, and I need to be on the air in 40 minutes, and it's about a 45-minute drive, so I better move it. But I need gas. I had a $20 bill on me. Didn't want to stop at a bank, didn't have time to deal with all that at an ATM or whatever, and I really don't trust handing them my card at these stations either, because there's been incidents of phishing in New Jersey with people using their cards at gas stations. Anyway, so I drive in, and I'm thinking, okay, I got a $20 bill, let me get $15 worth of gas, then I got a $5 bill left, I can get some coffee up at the commissary at work. So I say to the guy, 15 regular cash. So I'm in the car, and I look back as I'm realizing it's taking quite a lot of time to put $15 worth of gas into my car, and I see we're up to 17, here's 18. By the time I get out of the car and go and stop it on myself manually, and I'm breaking the law in doing it, but I don't care at this point, it's at 19:02. And he comes over, and he looks dumbfounded. I said, 15? Oh, you didn't say 20? No, there's a big difference between 15 and 20. So, you know what? I was not going to stand there and argue. I let him give me back $1 for my $20 bill. Off I went. I had my gas, but my coffee idea was ruined. A couple of weeks later, I go back into the same station, thinking that was an oddity, an anomaly, a fluke. I had my $20 bill. Same deal. I'm running late. All right, 15, and I'll get my coffee when I get to work. Well, I turn around, and all of a sudden, I see I'm up to 23 and 24. So here I go again, jumping out of the car, and I got to hit it. Somebody else. I said 15. Oh, you didn't want it filled? No, I didn't. And at this point, I felt like I was suckered a couple of weeks before, whenever it was. I was not going to let it happen again. I said no. I said 15. And I even gave him like a 1 and a 5 with my hands, kind of like an NBA referee announcing who the foul was on. And I would only pay $15. And he looked at me. I said, if you have a problem with it, get your manager or get the police. And he turned as red as a beet and gave me my change, and off I went. nice little scam that could be going on there. Or, you know what, I just don't feel like making change, so I just give them a little more. What's the difference? When you want $15 worth of gas, you're only willing to pay for $15 worth of gas. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, go get another job. Maybe you shouldn't be dealing in a customer service type of relationship that a gas attendant is. It gets back to the main idea, though, that why in New Jersey do we have to suffer having to have people pump our gas? Really? I wonder how the guys who own these stations feel about it, that they have to employ people to simply do something that everybody else is doing all across the country. It is stupid, it is dumb, and it sets people up for situations like this. Stay with us. When we come back, this week's edition of Sports in Focus with Adam Walsky, followed by caffeine. We all ingest it more than ever before, and we are becoming addicted. And some people have had serious health issues because of it. We'll talk about it. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
Yeah, Dr. Buff here. Did you know there's a new grade at universities nowadays, and it's a sign of changing times? Trust me, your kids are talking about it, and many don't understand the big deal, but it's worth worrying about. Here's the social science of it.
Up in the morning and out to school.
You're familiar with the usual litany of grades, A, B, C, D, E at some universities, and of course, F. But there's a new grade that's making its appearance. It's called an FD. It's given to cheating students and can stay on a student's record for 2 years. And get this, the word cheating has taken on a new name. Today, many college students call it a collaboration. And 52% of today's students admit to cheating. What's the cheap psych trick? When you get something for nothing, knowledge loses its value. Cheating is not helping another, it's hurting yourself. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This tennis legend won a total of 71 singles titles, including 7 Grand Slams. His on-court rivals included Jimmy Connors, Yvonne Lindell, and Bjorn Borg. And, of course, there was his temper.
No mistakes whatsoever.
Sick as hell, please.
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
So where is John McEnroe now? John retired in 1992 and was inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame 7 years later. He had a short-lived talk show on CNBC and jammed on guitar with the Pretenders at New York's Roseland Ballroom in 2009. John's popped up on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and he's made several appearances on Saturday Night Live.
John, how do you think Andy's doing?
The kid's a mess, Chris.
Well, in all fairness, he's never done sketch comedy before.
I've never had sex with Beyoncé Knowles before. But if I got the chance, I wouldn't choke up like this kid.
Mr. McEnroe, that comedy's right on the line. I'm Ahmad Rashad.